Hello, everybody. It's so good to see you here tonight. It's week two, you guys. You're doing awesome. Okay, I want to first let you know, if you are getting plugged in to Crew, First Year Getaway is the best opportunity for you to get to know others and even get to know your community group leaders and some other community group leaders more. It's a night of fun, we know fun, right, and food, and awesome fellowship. So don't leave here without registering and saying you're going to come. We'd love to have you. Well, my name is Casey Hoffman, and like Maddie said, I've been on staff for a long time. I graduated from OU, and so I know this place just, I've lived in Athens longer than the place that I grew up in. Isn't that crazy to think about? Like, Athens is now my home. So this is my family on the screen. This is us in Ocean City, New Jersey. We go every summer on a summer mission. Jason leads it. He's my husband, and so you'll see him around. And then I have four beautiful kids who you'll probably also see kind of tagging along and following me around here at 180. And so my oldest is 14, and my youngest is 7. And so honestly, before I came here tonight, I couldn't believe I did this, but I paid $6 to watch 10 minutes of my son's soccer game because he's in seventh grade and he's starting and he's so excited and I love watching him play. So yeah, it was really a good 10 minutes until he got pulled out and then I was like, all right, I'm out of here. So tonight, I'm so glad you're here. So whether you've been coming out for years or whether this is your first or second time, so glad that you're here. Tonight, we're actually going to look at something that I've been intrigued in for a while, this idea of faith. Let's be honest. When you hear the word faith, what comes to mind? Does it kind of feel churchy, maybe a little abstract, like, yeah, I have faith in God, sure. But what does that actually mean when you're stressed out about classes or dealing with a conflict with a roommate? I think faith is much deeper than, yeah, I have faith in God. Faith is trust. And in regards to the Christian faith, it's a belief, a confidence, and trust in God and his promises for his people. It's not just believing something in your head. It's living differently because of who you trust. So a quick story. This happened a year ago. And so it's 4 a.m. I'm somehow in bed. I don't remember how this happened, but I'm in bed between my two youngest daughters. They were 6 and 8 at the time, and they were having this full-on theological debate. And I don't know why I was even awake to hear it. One says, I don't know if I can believe in God because I can't see him. And then my 8-year-old fires back really quick, well, what about air? You can't see it, but you know you need it. I think she's on to something. Every day, we put faith in things that we can't see. Air, gravity. And we also put our faith in simple things like chairs holding you up. Who thought about whether their chair was going to collapse when you sat down, even tonight in 180? You just sit down, right? But when something breaks, when the chair collapses for you or somebody else, when the test you studied for goes pretty bad, when the roommate you thought would be perfect, when a friend or someone close to you gets a bad medical diagnosis, your automatic faith gets tested. And that's when we start to ask, can I really trust God? And that's the exact question the disciples wrestle with in Matthew 14, 22 through 33. I'm going to read it out loud, and then we'll jump in. Okay. Immediately, and I'm not going to put it on the screen yet. I will have it up. But right now, if you don't have a Bible, or I even think, like, if you do have a Bible, just listen. Sometimes I think listening can actually be helpful instead of trying to keep track with me. So feel free to just listen. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. This is Jesus. While he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Okay, here's the scene. Jesus sends his disciples out on a boat, and he sends them into a boat, into a storm. A storm blows in the middle of the night. It was the fourth hour, probably between 3 to 6 in the morning. The scripture says they're straining at the oars. They're exhausted, terrified for what maybe could have been up to 9 hours. It was a long time. And then they see something out in the water. Like, could it get any worse? Could it get any more weird? Could it get any more hard? And they kind of freak out a little bit, thinking they see a ghost when it's actually Jesus. And in this story, we get a front row seat of what faith looks like. I want to highlight 3 things Jesus shows us about faith. Jesus calls us to walk by faith. Jesus cares for us, and Jesus is in control. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. All right. So let's notice verse 22. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. Does that seem weird to anyone, knowing what they were going to experience? He sends them into the situation. The disciples knew that the Sea of Galilee, the weather could turn like that. But they went. Storms could appear out of nowhere. Some of them were fishermen, so they'd probably seen it before and experienced it. And they actually found themselves in a pretty similar situation back in Matthew 8, where there was a storm, but only Jesus was in the boat sleeping in the middle of it. But then they saw him calm the storm. We see Peter's moment coming. In verse 28, he says, "Lord, if it's really you, call me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." Guys, this is where it gets real. Imagine Peter getting out of the boat. How would you feel, okay? You see Jesus out there, and you're like, okay, I'm going to come. I got this. All right. Put 1 foot out, you know, kind of, and the waves, the water is still kind of moving. The wind is still blowing, and he gets his other foot out, and he's standing. He lets go and then starts to walk. It's faith, right? Not just saying, I believe in Jesus. He's actually saying, I believe who Jesus claims to be. I can trust him enough with my life to step out of this boat in this crazy weather. Here's the thing. Jesus still calls us like that today. So not necessarily to walk on water. Please do not go home or go to the pool and think you're going to walk on water. But to trust him enough to step into places that are uncomfortable. Like maybe joining a community group where you don't know anyone. Maybe saying yes to first-year getaway. Maybe it's being the first to reach out to someone who looks lonely. Maybe it's having a conversation about faith with a friend or a roommate. Where is Jesus calling you to trust him this week 2 of your semester? Faith isn't the absence of fear. So if you're waiting to take a step of faith, thinking, I won't be afraid, or I'll feel great, I'll be excited, you're going to wait forever. It's choosing to trust Jesus more than you trust your fear. So that's point one, Jesus calls. Second is Jesus cares. All right, let's be honest here. Peter doesn't quite crush it, does he? He starts out strong. He's pretty optimistic. But as soon as he notices the waves, fear takes over. Verse 30 says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, crying out, Lord, save me. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe frustrated with yourself for your lack of faith? If only you could try harder or be better. It's pretty exhausting. Jesus is faithful even when we aren't. And I'm talking to everyone in this room, whether you aren't a believer and you're coming just to check things out of like, okay, what is this Christianity? Or whether you've been walking with the Lord for a lifetime or like since you can remember, turn to him. Please turn to him. And then we get to see something amazing in this passage. Verse 31, immediately Jesus reaches out his hand to catch him. No hesitation, no lecture, just immediate rescue. How beautiful is that? That's who Jesus is. That's who our Savior is. He doesn't wait for us to have it all together before he can care for us. He doesn't stand back and say, figure it out. I'll come maybe a little bit later. Maybe I'll help. Maybe I won't. Kind of depends on how I'm feeling. The moment Peter cries out, Jesus is there with his hand. Some of you tonight might feel like you're sinking. And if you aren't tonight, I'm sure there's a time in your life where you felt this way. Maybe under the weight of stress, anxiety, sin, loneliness, maybe even doubt about your own faith. And you wonder, does Jesus really care for me? The answer is yes, always. Scripture says his love is wider, deeper, and greater than anything we can understand or comprehend. We will spend our whole lives learning more about this great love that he has for us. But here's the key. Faith grows when we believe. Even when our emotions don't line up, even when we think God doesn't love me, I don't feel it, I don't think, I don't see him, it's still true. Faith says, I'm going to trust that his hand is there. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. Where do you have a difficult time trusting Jesus? Trusting that he cares for you, trusting that he's good. Might be a good thing to write down and maybe think about a little bit more later. Okay, the third point is Jesus is in control. This is my favorite part, you guys. Okay, so let's zoom out, and we're going to look at the whole scene, okay? It's a bit chaotic, all right? There's wind, there's waves, there's some guy getting out of a boat to walk on water. There's what they think is a ghost, but it's actually Jesus. The disciples are rowing against the storm. They're terrified. Then Jesus says something that shifts everything. Verse 27, he says, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. So this little phrase, it is I, isn't just, hey, it's me, I'm home. They're actually the same words that God uses in the Old Testament when he reveals his name to the Israelites as I am. Jesus is claiming to be God himself here. The one who made the winds and the waves. The one who commands creation at a word. And the disciples see it because they worship him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Guys, this is what faith is all about. Not just believing Jesus is a nice teacher or inspirational figure, but trusting that he is the God. He is God. He is the one in control. the one who walks on top of the chaos, the one who can calm storms with the word. And honestly, that's kind of the person I want to put my trust in, and my whole life, and my future, and my finances, and my relationships. Not my flimsy attempts to manage everything, but the God who can speak peace into storms. So here's another question. Who do you believe Jesus is? Would you say a good moral example? Maybe he's my friend, he's my buddy, or the savior of the world. The savior for you, the savior for me. Who do you believe Jesus claims to be, who he is? And does your life reflect that? Okay, we're going to land here. So faith is not just a belief in your head. It's a trust that is put into action in how you live your life. Jesus calls us to deeper faith in him. There will be trials, and these trials, like the disciples experienced, they strengthened their faith in Jesus. Where in your life is Jesus calling you to trust him more? Jesus cares for you, not just for me, not just for your community group leaders. It's for you, too, not just in the good times, in all the times. Have you seen this in your life? Have you seen this in someone else's life? And Jesus is in control, and a proper response to him is to worship him. What is a situation currently in your life that you can turn into worship instead of fear? The disciple story ends in worship, and I think that that's the goal for people who call themselves Christians. Not just surviving through the storms, not just getting through the test or being okay in a relationship, but seeing Jesus for who he really is and trusting him with our lives in the midst of the situation. I'll close with Peter's words. This is one of my favorite guys. John 6. Jesus had just asked his disciples if they wanted to walk away from him, if they wanted to stop following him. And Peter says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." And that's why I put my faith in Jesus for 30-some years. And that's who we're about in Crew. Not just knowing about Jesus, but learning to trust him together in the calm and in the storms. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Open our eyes to your goodness and to your faithfulness in our lives. And in the midst of storms, God, I pray you would help to keep our eyes on you, to remember who you are, and to trust you, to continue to walk towards you. I pray these things in your name.